If you've heard popular music from the Arab world, chances are it comes from Lebanon or Egypt, major production centers. Well, recent decades have seen the rise of music from the Gulf states, Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. The style is called Khaliji, which means Gulf, and its preeminent star is Saudi Arabia's Mohammed Abdu. His current album is a big hit in the region, and Banning Air has a review.
One measure of a successful Arab singer is his or her ability to stage an orchestra. While lesser Gulf stars make do with synthesized string sections, Mohammed Abdu delivers the real thing. That puts him in league with Egyptian cultural giants going back to the grandmother of modern Arab music, Umm Kulthum. Mohammed Abdu's latest release, Al Amakin, is a live concert staged in Jeddah in 2005. The audience shows its appreciation first with whistling applause and then awed silence.
والعيون اللي انرسم فيها خيالك.
Mohammed Abdu's strong, reedy voice has both the disciplined poise that comes with classical training and also the emotional edge one expects from a pop icon. But it's his words that really stir people. The 13-minute title track is called Al Amakin, which means the places. The singer is nostalgic for a departed lover whose memory haunts all the places they used to visit together. In Arabic music, the saddest lyrics are often the most popular. When Mohammed Abdu started making hits in the late 70s, he had a lot going against him. The Arab cultural elite had long viewed the Gulf states as cultural backwaters. Gulf music blends Bedouin, African, Indian, and Persian elements, all considered inferior to the art music of Cairo, Beirut, Damascus, and Baghdad. There was also a language barrier. Gulf Arabic was hard to follow outside the region. Abdu and others had to learn to simplify the poetry, including just enough Gulf elements to keep it interesting. This song says, "Faithfulness is my nature." Gulf music has an African past, introduced first by slaves and later paid laborers. This history can be heard in the music's rhythms and seen in the dark faces of musicians like Mohammed Abdu. As you might guess, oil money has transformed the status of Gulf music, both uplifting its production values and projecting it into the larger Arab world. These days, Mohammed Abdu earns so much for a performance that he only stages a few every year and rarely travels. That's too bad. An American tour by this guy could do a lot for world harmony. In the meantime, track down a copy of Al Amakin and catch the Khaliji buzz.
Our reviewer, Banning Air, is senior editor at Afropop.org. The CD is Al Amakin by Mohammed Abdu. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.